Welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, and groundbreaking research. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello and welcome to Dentally Speaking. Thank you for joining me. It's going to be a great show. It's going to be a great day, regardless of the weather, because it's all a state of mind, right? Okay, now today the show is going to be Dental News Bites, and I planned the show for a while, and as it turns out, the Columbus Dispatch decided that today was going to be the day that they did a big section about dental health. So kind of nice of them to do that. Actually, I was interviewed for one of the articles in here, and we're going to be covering those. Now, you know, we provide information on dental health every Sunday of the year and have been doing so for about 6 years now. But it is nice that the media, like the folks at the Dispatch, actually cover dental health every once in a while. It's in section I, which I'm going to say the way to remember that, it's for interesting. Okay, so it's very interesting today because it's about dental health, mostly about dental health. There's a couple things that are for other topics. But anyway, so we call this segment Dental News Bites. It is show number 312. All right, if you're keeping score. And I'm keeping score. Anyway, okay, so let's start with their headline article is, "Hey, Mom and Dad, your kids are quite capable of pulling their own teeth." And this was written by Misty Crane, as were many of these articles here. But anyway, that sounds kind of funny, and of course we always go for provocative topics. The point is that a lot of times parents will bring their child to us to have a loose tooth out because it just doesn't seem to be coming out on its own, or the child is complaining that they can't chew or can't concentrate, and they keep playing with it and it hurts or it's bleeding. And so parents will bring their child to us to have it removed. And, you know, sometimes we do that. We don't have a problem doing that if it's time for it to come out. But oftentimes you can see that it's just going to be a matter of time, a few more days or a week or so, and it will come out on its own. There's no harm in taking it out. However, there could be a harm in leaving one in. For example, if you have it's supposed to be coming out, but it's not coming out, it's not loose yet, the adult tooth's supposed to be in, maybe even it's trying to come in on the cheek side or the tongue side, and the baby tooth just isn't loose, oftentimes what that means is that the adult tooth is blocked. I'm sorry, yeah, it's blocked by the baby teeth. So if the baby tooth doesn't resorb completely, like let's picture a molar, and molars have two roots, a front one and a back one. And if the adult tooth is malpositioned slightly, maybe it's a little bit too far towards the back as it comes up, it's only going to dissolve the back root of the baby tooth, but not the front root. So without the front root dissolving, the tooth doesn't become loose, and the adult tooth can get locked there, which is not good, because if it stays locked too long, pretty soon the other teeth, everything just kind of gets crooked. Everything gets messed up if you don't allow these baby teeth to come out at the proper time. So if you're not sure, of course, go to your dentist, call us up, find out what the case is in your child's instance. We do that by taking an x-ray in most instances because we have to see what's going on under the gum line. And once we see, if we see that it's perfectly normal, everything is resorbing properly, both roots, we would tell you, you know what, it's fine to wait. But again, like I said at the beginning, it's also fine to take it out earlier if you want. And sometimes parents don't want their child to have to deal with the pain, to deal with the constant aggravation of this tooth. And by the way, when you've heard the phrase hanging on by a thread, you know, like your tooth is hanging on by a thread, it's literally one or two gum fibers and they hurt like crazy. It really doesn't seem to matter how many. It looks like the tooth should, you know, fall out with a sneeze or just a stiff wind. And yet you push it with your tongue or the child pushes it with their tongue. It can hurt like crazy. It's amazing. So we understand. And of course we want children to be to be happy and comfortable. The article goes on to talk about, you know, the stories about taking a string and tying it around a tooth and tying the other end to a doorknob and closing the door. And, of course, you know, if the tooth is ready to come out, you can actually do that. We don't really recommend it, but you can actually do it. don't use pliers from the garage. I would recommend not doing that. First of all, they're not clean. And secondly, they're probably bigger than the width of the baby tooth. And if you're not careful, you'll damage the teeth on either side. And not a good thing. The other thing is if the tooth is rotten and you try to take it out yourself, there could be a piece of the root left behind down in the gum and then the bone that you don't even realize, which can be a source of irritation and infection. And so if you're not sure, call and ask. Bring your child to a dentist to find out for certain, okay? Now, one of the things in this dispatch, this section I of the Columbus Dispatch, remember that article was by Misty Crane, and so is the article that I was quoted in, the article also by Misty Crane. It's on page I-4, and the headline of that one is Teeth Constantly Battling Decaying Acid. We'll get to that one in a little bit, because we're going to be using that one as Dr. Kavicko's question of the day, which we typically do in our second segment. So, but let's go to this article, and this one was written by Ben Southerly, okay? And it talks about how many Ohio seniors go without dental care. So, you know, the good news is Ohio is one of the states that actually includes dental care in their Medicaid program. And apparently, even though it's a federal program, states have a choice to opt in or opt out of the Medicaid coverage for dental. And although Ohio has opted in, you know, that's a good thing because it says at least among Ohioans at least 65 years old, 165,004 had access to dental benefits through Medicaid at the end of 2012. The dental benefit cost the Medicaid program $152.5 million in fiscal 2012. Now, the state is given a ranking by this nonprofit group as far as how they think we take care of our seniors, the people over 65, and we were only given a 2 out of 5, and that's because a lot of people over 65 had all of their teeth extracted. So in 2010, 20% of Ohioans at least 65 years old had all of their teeth extracted. And so the Oral Health America, this is the nonprofit group I was telling you, based out of Chicago, gave the state a 2 out of 5, with 5 being the best. Now, you know, I think we've always seemingly put dental in a second tier, like it's not needed, not important, it's optional, you know, those kinds of things. And I think what we're learning is that it's not. We know about the health implications. What was that word I was trying to say? Implications. I just made up a new word. It's okay on Sunday morning. But anyway, the health implications of dental disease go far beyond the mouth. They are linked to heart disease, you know, being overweight, not having a proper diet because you can't chew. People who can't chew have a lot of starches in their diet, soft things, you know, they can't eat apples. They can't bite into corn on the cob or, you know, green pepper, or carrots, all of the raw vegetables, which I think we know are pretty healthy for us these days. We've discovered that over time. Now, here's the problem, though. The Medicaid program only reimburses dentists at 40.6% of the market reimbursement rate. So if I do a $100 procedure on a Medicaid patient, I would get $40.60. And so that explains why only about 25% of dentists in the state even accept Medicaid. So if you're on Medicaid or you have a parent who's on Medicaid and you're wondering why it's so hard to find the help for them, an office that will accept it, there you go. That's a 60% discount. So think about your own situation for a moment. And let's say you're somebody that makes, I have to do this where I can do it easily in my head. Let's say as a family or household, you make $50,000 a year. Okay. And so, you know, 50% of that would be 25, 60% would be, you would be, if you could live next year, 2014, for $20,000, that would be the same as your dentist accepting the Medicaid at 40%. So you take a person who's making $50,000 and say, okay, you're going to make $20,000. Deal with it. Not, it's, you know, think about that. What would you do? You couldn't. So, you know, if you have a relationship with your legislator, you can call up your, you know, your state rep, your state senator. You can call up your congressman that represents us in the nation's capital and your senator and say, why is this so bad? Why is this so bad? I mean, I couldn't live, you know, say to them, you couldn't live on 40% of what you normally earn. How would you expect an office, a dental office, to provide care? It's kind of amazing we have a 2 out of 5 when you think about it. It seems like it almost ought to be a 1 out of 5 with that low reimbursement. Now, we do also, we also got a 2. The state, this again, Oral Health America gave Ohio a low score of 2 for not doing enough to address the need for dentists and other oral health care professionals in some parts of the state. For example, the Ohio Department of Health says there is one dentist for every 3,138 people in Appalachia, compared with an overall state average of one dentist for every 1,874 people. Okay, so you have these areas that are labeled underserved, where they can't find a dentist. And I would tell you that the reason they can't find a dentist is because of that $40 on 100, that 40% reimbursement. If most of the people in an area, in a little town, let's say, are on Medicaid, and a dentist opens up an office, and they're only going to receive 40 cents for every a dollar of services they provide, I don't know, and I think it's pretty clear they can't survive on that. And so they tend to go into communities where they can pay their bills, okay? And again, that just makes sense. You wouldn't expect McDonald's to give everybody a 60% discount just because they're in Appalachia, and you wouldn't expect a Kroger, if they had a store there, or a gas station, to give everybody a 60% discount because it's in a rural area. But, I mean, there are some things being done to help the issue. For example, the Ohio Dental Association is working on a remedy to remedy the gap. They agreed this fall to double the licensing fee that dentists pay. So the fee that I pay is going to double. It's only $20 to $40. But anyway, and it's the fee now is going to generate about $70,000 a year, and it will swell to about $140,000 a year if it's approved by the legislature. And that money is going to go to help repay loans of new dentists who agree to work in underserved parts of the state. And a dentist would be able to qualify for up to $120,000 in loan repayment funding over a 4-year period. So I'm thinking that means they would have to commit to staying in that town for 4 years to get this $120,000 towards their loans. But keep in mind, dentists, when they graduate, have about $200,000 in debt. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money. I mean, the payment on $200,000 is probably something like $3,000, because I think they have to have it paid back in 10 to 15 years, something like that. So, you know, we know there's an issue there, but it all, you know, it's funny because I've talked on this show before. We talk about access to care, which is what this article is about. And again, it's on the cover page of the I section in Columbus Dispatch, Sunday, December 29th. And it says, many Ohio seniors go without dental care, written by Ben Southerly. And so when we talk about access to care, what I've said before is what we really mean is access to money, because the offices can't apparently access enough money to stay open. And there are dentists, plenty of dentists. I think we all know that. You can't go very far without running into one. So why aren't people able to access care? It's because our government doesn't provide enough money for them to do so. So hopefully that is something that can be worked on and improved. And I think we just need to actually put dental health and dental insurance up on par with medical coverage. So anyway, looks like it's time for a break. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. We're talking about dental health and a lot of the articles that were printed in the Sunday, December 29, 2013, Columbus Dispatch. More on that when we come back. Well, so stay with me.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, this is Jeff with Myers Jewelers. Make that special someone happy with a gift from Myers Jewelers. Myers Jewelers, the home of the world-famous Myers Jewelers Gold Rose, now available in 12 assorted colors. Give the rose that lasts forever. Another great gift is Pandora bracelets and beads. At Myers Jewelers, we have a Pandora boutique within our store, stocked with all the latest Pandora beads and jewelry. Come visit the family on Stringtown Road in Grove City and experience Myers Jewelers.
Brighten your life with a smile.
Are your teeth crooked, and while you would like them straight, there's no way you would wear braces for 2 years? What if I told you we could straighten your teeth in 6 months, between now and your next cleaning? Would you be interested? Call us, 262-9588.
Dr. Kavit Cohen Associates.
You're so annoying!
You're so annoying!
Stop copying me!
Stop copying me!
Mom, tell her to stop copying me!
Mom, tell her to stop talking to me!
Kids will spend 10 minutes copying everything their sibling says.
You're such a doofus!
You're such a doofus!
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes, twice a day. They have the time.
Mom!
A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
Vous écoutez à la radio du dentiste avec Dr. Kavitko, ici sur votre radio préférée.
And we're back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. And as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, we talk about dental health or dental-related topics every Sunday morning from 8 until 9. But the Dispatch, Columbus Dispatch, decided that today would be a good day to highlight dental health. And I think they maybe have chosen this as the month they decided to do it, or at least the week. I don't know how many times a year they do it, but it is nice when occasionally dental health kind of takes the forefront. Granted, it's in section I, which you had to search for. I knew I was going to be in the paper, and I could barely find the section it was wrapped in around the ads. But anyway, so now, again, we were talking about how we were ranked, you know, by the nonprofit group, American Oral Health America. And one of the things I wanted to mention is the state score. So based on a 100-point scale, Ohio was given a 70. And actually, compared to other states, that's not bad. That makes us 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12th. Makes us 12th. We're right down at the bottom of excellent to good. Let's see, any notable states ahead of us. Michigan is ahead of us. We'll have to work on that. Wisconsin is ahead of us. Nebraska's ahead of us. Maryland, which is going to be a Big Ten school, is ahead of us. And Minnesota's ahead of us. All right. Now, right behind us is Illinois, Indiana, Iowa. And I guess the other Big Ten schools are down the road somewhere. Okay. So I think we can do better. And you may know that I have been trying to raise funds to help with the give back programs that I do, such as Dentistry from the Heart, Team Smile, and my own initiative, which I want to use the Rolling Studio to put dental equipment in it, 2 different chairs of portable dental equipment that I can take into places like Appalachia for as a matter of fact, you know, wouldn't have to drive too far to find need. I can promise you that. But if you go to drkavitko.com or dentallyspeaking.com, you'll find an icon called the Dr. Kavitko Charitable Fund. And if you could click on that and make a donation, it would be wonderful. I really, really want to get that portable setup going because that's the problem, you know. I'm in Columbus, and so are several other dentists. But as we just mentioned, There's a big need for people out in the rural areas. And if I can get this dental equipment donated, I will donate my time, and I will probably keep it stocked with supplies and so on and keep it going. It'll be an ongoing thing. So if you can find it in your heart to make a donation, that would be wonderful. We need to raise about $50,000. That's 50. $50,000 to do that. It's amazing how expensive it is to put a dental unit together, a dental office, or even this portable thing. I already have the Rolling Studio, so I have the biggest piece, and I have my CDL, so I can even drive myself there. But I need the dental chairs and the portable X-ray machine and the computer that's tied to the X-rays and all of that. So please do what you can, $5, $10, and if you're feeling especially generous and there's somebody out there that can fund the whole thing, boy, wouldn't that be great? That would be so wonderful. Okay, now another article in today's Dispatch, this one written by Denise Trowbridge, and it's about how adults are turning to braces in a quest to have that better smile. And you've heard me say a lot, in fact, I have some commercial spots that talk about six-month smiles. Well, that's what six-month smiles is. It's primarily for adults. We don't typically do the 7, 8, 9, 10, 11-year-olds. We typically do the adults who either couldn't get braces because their parents couldn't afford them, or maybe they didn't realize they needed them, or they didn't realize they could benefit so much from them. Or somebody that had braces and now they didn't wear their retainer or their retainer came off and now their teeth are crooked and they would like to have them straight again. So keep in mind that we don't think of braces necessarily as cosmetic. We all know that they improve people's smile, and that's probably one of the bigger benefits that people latch on to. However, the reason braces are taken are done is because it's easier to care for the teeth. It's the gum line is even. It's easier to brush and floss. And then when we take x-rays, if the teeth aren't overlapped, the x-rays aren't overlapped. We can actually see beginning cavities. It's amazing how hard it is to discover cavities on teeth that are crowded. Sometimes we have to wait until they're so big for them to be seen with the naked eye. And they also have to be big to be seen with an x-ray, because it's like you get the picture of two teeth at once. The other thing is the way we chew, if our teeth aren't lined up, then we wear them off unnecessarily in certain places. So teeth that are supposed to be pointed wind up with a flat spot. Teeth that are supposed to have like this little mound, like a mountain range would have, instead of having a peak on it, would be flat. Well, flat teeth don't chew as well. Flat teeth allow food to get impacted down into the grooves and valleys. See, teeth are designed to be self-cleansing. When we eat something, the food's supposed to slide over the humps and bumps and out of the little crevices and out over the gums and just kind of almost massaging the gums and keeping everything in check, keeping everything healthy. But when they're crooked and they rub against each other incorrectly, and they get, in fact, you could do a test yourself. You could take, for example, white bread. Maybe you could make a peanut butter jelly sandwich if you want, but using white bread, chew up a little bit of that, and you'll find that the food is sticking in the biting surfaces of your molars, and you're always playing with it with your tongue trying to get it out. Well, if you did that, and then you followed it with a raw carrot, green pepper, celery, something like that, an apple, what you'll find is, without even having to brush, eating those foods will push the food, the white bread, out of the molars, out of the areas where it was stuck, and it'll be gone. You'll swallow it. Okay, so that's like a natural cleansing. It's something that we talked about in the interview that I did with the Misty Crane that will be coming up here soon. So, remember, braces are not just for cosmetics. However, I don't know anybody that actually has braces because they don't want their teeth to wear away, or they're worried about how much food's going to get impacted in there. But it's really cool to do, you know. And I have the braces that we're doing. They're called 6 Month Smiles. That's the name of the system. It was actually started by Dr. Richard DePaul Jr. and he called it Power Prox. He gave it a name that dentists would understand, but the public didn't. And one of his students, Dr. Ryan Swain. Because Dr. Richard DePaul Jr. was giving seminars on how to do this, one of his students said, wow, this is really cool. I want to do this too. And he changed the name to 6 Month Smiles, and he now goes around and gives seminars. And I think I've been doing it for about 7 years now or so. But it's really neat, and people that have been going around with this ugly, ugly smile, teeth going every which way, for so long, they can't believe that I can fix this for them in 3 to 4 months. Now, it's called 6 Month Smiles, so I never really promise 3 to 4 months, although I show them all the cases we've done and kind of say, well, guess what? This one was 3 months and 5 days. This one was 3 months and 23 days. This one was 4 months and 2 days. And so they get the picture. Now, kind of cool is recently, you know, because of the holidays, I had a couple patients, both women, just by chance. I don't know if that means anything, but just by chance, they're women. And we were finished. It was just under 3 months on one and just over 3 months on another. And I said, looks good to me. I think we're done. And the woman, she looked at me. She goes, well, don't you think like this tooth is like turned just a little bit? Don't you think that could be a little bit straighter? And I'm looking at it going, not really. And then she goes, well, what about this tooth? And I'm thinking to myself, this woman's teeth, they were jacked. I mean, for lack of a better term, when she came in, they were jacked. And I'm thinking, how do we get to the point where she could go for 48 years with jacked teeth and now this one tooth is a little bit, just a little bit crooked? And then she looked at me, our eyes met, and she goes, you know what? Let me be honest. She said, since you put the braces on my teeth, I've lost weight. I've lost like 20 pounds. And she goes, with the holidays coming, I'm afraid I'm going to put that weight back on. So can we just leave them on? So she didn't want me to take them off. She was hoping that she could find a reason for me to leave them on without really admitting the real reason was that she'd lost some weight. She was feeling good. Her doctor said her blood pressure was down. Her cholesterol was down. Everything was healthy. And she didn't want to mess that up over the holidays. And I said, hey, no problem. We'll just leave them on. So what we did is I got my impressions and I made her retainers, a little bonded wire that goes on the back of the front teeth. And I bonded them on already. So they're protected. Nothing's going to move. We have the braces on. We have the wire, but nothing's really being moved. It's just there. It just looks like the same old braces she had. Keep in mind, ours are clear brackets and tooth-colored wires, so they don't look like the metal mouth that you might remember from years gone by. And so we have the retainers on, and probably come early January, she'll come in and we'll take off everything that's visible on the outside edges of her teeth. But I thought that was a cute story, but then I found it happened again like 3 days later with another woman. So this time we were kind of on to them. So anyway, all right, now let's get on to this story that, again, I was interviewed for. And, of course, Misty Crane, being a seasoned reporter, she interviewed several dentists for this story. And I'm not the only one. Although the information in here looks a lot like the stuff that I gave her. Anyway. So, basically, you know, here's the thing. There's like seven, we talked a little bit about the seven best and the seven worst foods for teeth. And in the story on page I-4 in the dispatch, one of the things that she asked me, is there any good food, any food that like you would recommend is good for teeth? And the thing that I told her was cheddar cheese, because cheddar cheese neutralizes the decay-causing acids that are in our mouth. Okay, now one of the biggest things you have to worry about in your mouth is acid. Now, acid comes from a couple places. If there is food in your mouth, there are always bacteria in our mouths, by the way. There's bacteria everywhere, all around us, on our bodies, in our bodies. And some of it's good, some of it's not, but it's there. Now, but bacteria requires food to survive. So if you have thoroughly cleaned your teeth and there are no bacteria anywhere to be found on the teeth, then you're not going to have to worry about decay from acids that bacteria put out. You'd only have to worry about decay from foods that we put in our mouth, foods that are acidic. Now, foods that are acidic would be things like orange juice and lemons and grapefruit. Even tomatoes, by the way, have ascorbic acid. You know, vitamin C is ascorbic acid. Remember the word acid, okay. And so things that we consider good for us, like orange juice, can be bad for your teeth. Wine has acid, and people ask me, what's worse, white wine or red wine? And most people say red, because they're thinking of stain. And red wine is worse when it comes to staining your teeth, but guess what? White wine is more acidic than red wine. Something else that we talked about, Misty and I, and that is when you have something acidic in your mouth, like these things we've mentioned, again, lemonade, grapefruit, oranges, wine, you shouldn't brush your teeth for 20 to 30 minutes afterwards. You should wait, because when you have that in your mouth, it's kind of softened that outer layer of enamel just enough to where if you went and brushed right away, you would brush it off. You would actually lose microscopic amounts of enamel by brushing immediately. Okay? So, but keep in mind, not only is, well, cheese is good, but also sugar-free gum if it's sweetened with xylitol. Okay? Because xylitol actually inhibits bacterial growth, and of course they are the ones that put out the acid. Some of the, let me just see if I'm going to make sure I mention all seven of the best and seven of the worst. Let me just tell you, let's go through the list. Yeah. So, top seven best foods and drinks, high fiber fruits and vegetables. All right. High fiber foods, they work like a detergent in the mouth. They don't, not just physically scrubbing, but also stimulating salivary flow by requiring longer chewing time. So I already mentioned a little bit of that with raw carrots, remember? Saliva is the mouth's first line of defense because it neutralizes tooth-damaging acids, okay? So think of saliva as like the water that's going to rinse everything away. It's not water. It actually has salivary amylase in it, an enzyme that breaks down the food. It's our first step in digestion, is putting something in your mouth. And you could do a little test of this yourself. If you take like a Cheeto, and set one on a take two Cheetos, one on one plate, one on the other. And if you set, take a drop of water and put it on one, or maybe a little puddle of water and put it on there, little small, three or four drops. And then take 3 or 4 drops of saliva on another plate and set the Cheeto in there. You'll see a definite difference of how much this Cheeto gets broken down. Okay, the water would just dissolve a little bit, maybe make it soft. But the one on the other plate, the one with the saliva, will actually start to break down and almost disintegrate. It's actually pretty neat. So also these things like high fiber fruits and vegetables, they neutralize the tooth damaging acids, and they contain calcium and phosphates that help rebuild minerals that are leached away by the bacterial acids. Okay, now remember we talked about crunchy fruits and vegetables. They do the same. They have a high water content, and also that'll help offset the sugar content, because don't forget, just because it's natural doesn't mean it doesn't have sugar in it. A lot of foods do. Think of pineapple. That's natural. Very sweet though, right? Water. So that was number 1 of 7. Water. When it comes to oral health, water is just plain indispensable. And in fact, if you have something that you drink that is acidic, and don't forget when we said things like, you know, orange juice is bad. We talked about that because it has the acid. Also carbonated beverages, and we're going to get into a lot of that later, but carbonated beverages are really bad because they add to the acid immensely in your mouth. But water is really cool because it'll rinse that away. And if you know what pH is, the pH is the measure of acidity. You have acidic and basic. And so we want the pH in the mouth to be basic, or neutral would even be better. If it's acidic, then you're eating away at the teeth. So water is your friend. And if you have a sugary drink or you have a carbonated drink, go ahead and rinse your mouth out with water when you're done, and that'll go a long way to protecting your teeth. Dairy products. Without sugar added, of course, they help teeth in a lot of ways. We already mentioned cheese, because it stimulates saliva, and its calcium helps replace the minerals leached from teeth. And other dairy products such as milk, yogurt, and similar products also provide calcium and phosphates. Enriched milk also provides vitamin D, which helps your body use the calcium. Xylitol, I mentioned earlier. Sugarless gum of any kind can help boost dental health, because they stimulate salivary flow. Remember how good saliva is. It can help scrub teeth, but those sweetened with xylitol, which is a type of sugar extracted from a variety of plants, can actually battle tooth decay because it works against strep mutans. That's the bacteria that we think of as causing decay. There's two. There's strep mutans, and then there's lactobacillus. Depending on which year you're looking at the research, you might get a different answer, but it's one of those two. And also, a lot of people don't know this, but xylitol is available as a general sweetener at health stores. So if you wanted to put it in your cupcakes that you might be making, or anything you use when cooking instead of sugar, use xylitol, and that will help with your teeth, and your children's teeth for that matter. So 1 was high fiber fruits and vegetables, 2 was water, 3 was dairy products, 4 is xylitol in sugarless gum, 5 is a hot cup of green and black tea. They contain compounds called polyphenols that interact with the bacteria that causes plaque. The polyphenols either kill or suppress bacteria, preventing them from growing or producing tooth-attacking acid. The polyphenols in coffee also have cavity-fighting properties, and studies have shown cocoa to have a strong strep mutan, like it fights strep mutans as well. Although, chomping sugary chocolate bars isn't too friendly, but at least the cocoa. So you want to be careful. Okay, that was number 5. Number 6, nuts. Many nuts provide vitamins and minerals that can help your teeth. These include peanuts, which provide calcium and vitamin D, almonds, which provide high levels of calcium that helps both teeth and gums, cashews, which stimulates saliva and helps clean teeth, and walnuts, which provides fiber, folic acid, iron, thiamine, magnesium, iron, niacin, vitamin E, vitamin B6, potassium, and zinc. Walnuts sound like a vitamin that you might have, like a, I don't know, like a Flintstone vitamin or something, don't they? They really do. And then number 7 of the best foods for you to drink and eat would be foods that provide vitamins A, C, and D, as well as calcium and phosphorus, and they are especially good for teeth. So these can be a part of the overall healthy diet, and they include things like beef, eggs, fish, potatoes, spinach, fortified cereals, tofu, leafy green vegetables, beans, whole grains, and poultry. All right. So those were the 7 best. And I've already mentioned that carbonated beverages are really bad, and just that should probably give you a hint that when we come back from the break, that's going to be like the top worst, okay? But before we go to a break, we always do Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. And so, but before we do that, we want the lawyers want you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
All right, and let me remind folks that the winner will receive free flowers from Weisdenberg Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. Okay, and the question of the day is, which of the following foods is good for your teeth? Is it A, cheese, B, artificially sweetened carbonated beverages, or C, dried fruit? All right, the winner receives free flowers from Weisdenberg Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The number to call, 459-9769. That's 459-9769, so go ahead and call now.
Hey, this is Olympic snowboarder Louis Vito, and make sure you stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show, Dr. Kvitko. Let's go!
Ladies, the body you desire is only a few weeks away. New Leaf Health and Body will give you the look and confidence you crave in a matter of days rather than some hard-to-stick-with plan. There are also no harmful side effects or surgery, and it can be done on your schedule, not some personal trainers. The personalized program will shed inches and spot-reduce those trouble areas. The New Leaf program also provides the motivation to stay on track while delivering true, measurable results. Schedule your appointment today at 614-799-4610.
What's your favorite color? Tell us, please.
Kids will spend 20 minutes listening to songs like this.
What's your favorite color? What's your...
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes twice a day. They have the time. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Are you afraid of being seen without your teeth? Are you tired of taking your teeth out every night? Let us show you how implants and fixed bridges can give you a smile that never comes out. Interested? Call us,
262-9588.
Sie hören zu einer Rede über zahnärztliche Sachen mit Dr. Kvitko hier an Ihrer beliebtesten Station.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking Show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now or send an email to drkvitko at aol.com.
I'm gonna miss that smile. I'm gonna miss you, my friend. Even though it hurts the way it ended up, I do it all.
All right, and we're back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. We're doing Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. Today the question is, which of the following foods is good for your teeth? Is it A, cheese, B, artificially sweetened carbonated beverages, or C, dried fruit? We have four people on the line, Tim, Andy, Betty, and Sandra. We're going to roll the dice to see who is the winner. And for the three that I don't pick right away, please stay on the line in case the winner does, or rather the person we go to gets the wrong answer. We don't want to lose you guys. Okay, so hang on, let me just roll the dice. Looks like it's four. That would be Sandra. Hey, Sandra, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thank you for listening. And do you have the answer?
I believe it's A, cheese.
It is cheese. Very good. Very good. Did you know that, or would you learn from listening?
Oh, well, I kind of knew it, but then I heard it on your show, too.
Oh, okay. Okay. Hey, Sandra, what do you do for a living?
I'm a special ed assistant.
Special ed assistant?
Yeah, I work with first grade students.
Cool, cool. My brother was special ed. He's now 54. He just retired, but...
Good for him.
Yeah, so we appreciate everything you do to help those kids meet their potential, you know? It's really great. So, hey, stay on the line because we're going to get the information we'll need to get the flowers from Weisdenberg Florist sent to you. And Tim, Andy, and Betty, please call next week. Okay. Uh-oh, I think she hung up. Nope, she didn't.
Okay,
all right.
I'll stay on the line.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you so much. All right, so let's go back to what we were talking about. We had talked about the seven best foods for your teeth. And let me just recap. It was high fiber fruits and vegetables, water, dairy products, xylitol, things that have xylitol in them, like sugarless gum, a hot cup of tea, green, black, and even coffee, nuts, and foods that have vitamins A, C, and D, okay? And then I mentioned that we were going to talk about one of the worst foods, or maybe the worst food for our teeth, and that is carbonated beverages and other drinks. And by the way, it doesn't matter if it's natural or diet, okay? The diet doesn't mean anything as far as teeth are concerned because it's the acid that they create that we have to worry about. So Diet Coke, Diet Sprite, they have the same amount of acid as regular Coke and regular Sprite. So keep that in mind. Here's the thing I told Misty. The biggest thing about soda pop is the acid. And so when you first take a drink, the pH in your mouth becomes more acidic than your stomach. Now, everybody out there, I'm sure we've thrown up before. We've had like that little throw up in your mouth, just a tiny little bit, and it burns, right? It's really acidic. It's just acid, okay? Well, when you take a drink of soda pop, no matter which brand, which kind, diet or not, the pH in your mouth becomes more acidic than the pH of your stomach. Think about that. That's like amazingly acidic, right? So, and if you don't take another drink, it takes 45 minutes for the pH to come back to normal just through normal salivary flow. Okay, 45 minutes is a long time for your teeth to be bathing in acid. But guess what happens? Many people, you probably do it too, sit at your desk and you have a can of soda there and you'll do a little bit of work, maybe do some typing, send an email, a fax, whatever, do some reports, and you take another sip. And then you take another sip. Like every 5-6 minutes, you're taking another sip. You could have that soda pop last you all morning. And then after lunch, you get another one and you have it sitting in your desk. So guess what? You've had your teeth bathing in acid all day. All day. All 8-9 hours that you were at work. And some people are kind of addicted to soda pop in the sense that that's what they have at dinner. It's what they have before they go to bed. And there's even a term out there called Mountain Dew mouth. Because Mountain Dew happens to have a little more acid than some. Or maybe it's just that it tastes so well and people get addicted to it so much easier. I don't know. But it's actually in the literature called Mountain Dew mouth. All right. So, what do you do? I'm not saying don't have soda pop, don't have Mountain Dew. What I'm saying is get the can and drink it. Maybe drink it in about 5 minutes or so. Just drink it down. I don't mean chug it, but just drink it. And then, if you're smart, what you'll do is you'll follow it with a glass of water, swish it around. So now you're neutralizing the acid, you're rinsing it away, so that you've stopped the acidic attack on your teeth. And so you can have just as much pop and do half or even less than half the damage if you would just do that. If you don't want to rinse out the taste, then you just drink it all down and, 45 minutes later, your pH will be back to normal and you'll no longer be attacking your teeth. Okay? Now, there are some things that the next category is called the not-so-healthy vitamins. Now, that sounds weird when you think about it that way. But there are these things called sports drinks and health drinks. There's things called vitamin water and oxy water and all that stuff. All sounds very, very healthy, right? The problem is they have as much sugar as a candy bar, and they're also acidic just like the soda pop, okay? So it's not good for your teeth just because it has the word vitamin on it or just because it has the word power or, or Gator or whatever. So you do have to be careful with them. You can, even chewable vitamins have vitamin C, right? So vitamin C is ascorbic acid. That probably should have been the question of the day. But it wasn't. So looks like I've got, looks like, okay. So of the bad ones, we've done 1, 2, and 3. Nope, we've done 1 and 2. We have 5 more to go, but it looks like I'm up against a break. So I think we'll go ahead and go to another break. And when you're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko after these messages.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su estación favorita.
Hi, it's Trisha Moore. When I created You at Your Best, it was not only to inspire myself, but you to change your lives for the better. We can't do it alone, right? I needed to choose a partner to help me, people with a history of success. I chose Premier at Sawmill Athletic Club. My trainer, James, and my group of fitness friends have given me solutions that make fitness work in my life. Stop thinking about where you should should go. Make the call today. It's easy to see why Premier was voted number one fitness club in Columbus. Call for membership specials now. 336-CLUB, 336-2582.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
Have you always wanted a smile makeover but didn't know where to go? Here at Dr. Kavitko & Associates, we have thousands of happy patients. Stop in and see our before and after pictures. Call us at
262-9588. Dr. Kavitko & Associates.
Ironically, that song is by a group called Vitamin C, and they're talking about putting a smile on your face. Couldn't have picked a better song to use today, huh? Okay, so we were talking about the seven worst foods for us, for our teeth at least, and number one was carbonated beverages and other drinks, and number two is the not-so-healthy vitamins that are that things like sports drinks, okay, that are full of acid and full of sugar. So, okay, now, and even those chewable vitamins... You know, the large chewable vitamin C tablets, they're especially bad because they contain a concentrated acid that tends to cling to and in between the teeth. Okay, the next thing is, and this one Misty left out of her report, I'm a little surprised, and that is things that dry your mouth, mouth drying consumables. Did you know that over 400 of the drugs that we take decrease salivary flow? She asked me for a couple samples, and I went and I got the list, and I said, you pick a drug, it's probably on here. 400 of them, over 400. 9 out of the 10 most commonly prescribed drugs will decrease saliva. And now we know that saliva is the solution that kind of bathes our teeth. It helps treat them with calcium. You know, if there's any acid attack, and well, it has calcium in there that can be replaced in the teeth. And so if your drugs decrease your salivary flow, that's going to cause tooth decay. A lot of people out there are really dealing with dry mouth syndrome. It's really unpleasant. I mean, until you've lived it, you don't really know. But and there aren't great products out there. There are some. There's one called Biotene, and there's Zero Lube, spelled with an X. But there really is no one drug that'll bring back salivary flow to normal if you're already taking these other drugs. But if you're on drugs that decrease your saliva, get with your dentist because a couple of these are by prescription only. You'd have to have a prescription, okay? You can also drink water. You can spray glycerin in your mouth, and that I believe you can buy at the pharmacy yourself. Just a little spray bottle, like a little spritz bottle. Just spray it in there and kind of keep it lubed up so that the food slides over and you don't get this this attack, this acid attacking the roots, okay? Now, dried fruits. Dried fruits, you know, you think of them as dried apricots and raisins and everything, and we think of them as healthy. The problem is they're bad for a couple reasons. One is that they are sticky. So they're going to stick to the tooth, and they're going to do damage to it from the sugar that it has and the acid for longer. Okay, it's kind of like gooey candy. But because it's dried, and you got this little these little dried apricots, they're about the size of a 50-cent piece, right? Well, and it used to be something you'd hold in your hand. Well, now it's concentrated sugar and concentrated acid. So it's kind of worse because it's this power punch of acid and sugar, more so than if you had just eaten the apricot before it had been dried. And that's something that people don't really get unless somebody reminds them. So for instance, when I go into schools and talk to little kids, and I have this little handout I give, and it has a list of good foods and bad foods, and I always ask them, you know, are apples good for your teeth? And they always raise their hand and say yes. You know, are potato chips good for your teeth? They raise their hand and say no. Are raisins good for your teeth? They always raise their hand and say yes, because they think of raisins as healthy food. And they are healthy for us, but if they stick in your teeth, it's not good for your teeth. Starchy foods would be number six. Starchy foods, including white bread, which we've talked about, potato chips, which I just mentioned, French fries, and pasta, they can easily become lodged between the teeth in the crevices. So while they may not necessarily taste sweet, the starches can begin converting to sugar almost immediately, and not only by the bacteria, but also by the predigestive process that begins in the mouth through the enzymes in saliva, and I mentioned that enzyme was salivary amylase, okay? So it starts to break them down into sugars. And then we have high acid foods and drinks, such as citrus drinks, drinks that contain powerful citric acid. In fact, juice is often used as a cleaning agent. While oranges, lemons, and grapefruits can be a healthy part of the diet, they should be consumed quickly, preferably as part of a meal, and the teeth should be rinsed afterwards. Sucking on citrus fruits should be avoided. And I see a lot of people like sucking on lemons, you know, they kind of just like the taste. That's not good. And this applies to any home remedy of, say, sucking on lemons, because supposedly if you suck on lemons, people think it will whiten your teeth. And I think all it does is take away the outer layer. So you probably don't want to do that. And if you do it because you think it works or it's working for you, just rinse out your mouth with water as soon as you're done and you should be okay. All right. So let me see. So let me just recap. So if you're taking notes, the seven best foods for your teeth were high fiber fruits and vegetables, water, dairy products, foods with xylitol, hot tea, both green and black, as well as hot coffee. And even, remember, we even said cocoa, nuts, and foods that have vitamin A, C, and D in them. Okay. And then the seven worst are, starting with carbonated beverages and other drinks, the not-so-healthy vitamins like vitamin waters and sports drinks, and chewable vitamin C. Number three was mouth-drying consumables. So that would be drugs that you take. A lot of times psychiatric medicines will do that. And but just about any drug you can mention, if you look it up, will do that. Four was long-lasting and sticky sweets. That would be like caramel. Actually, I think I might have missed that one. Yeah, I missed that one, so good thing I went back. Lollipops, you know, things that are going to stick in the teeth and have a high sugar content. Five was dried fruits, things like raisins and apricots. Six, starchy foods like bread, potato chips, and french fries, because they get stuck in there. And seven, high acid foods and drinks, such as fruit drinks that have powerful citric acid. Okay, now some healthy do's and don'ts, which we'll cover when we come back from the break. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
State ascoltando Dentally Speaking con il dottor Kvitko, qui sulla vostra radio preferita.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Do you listen to Dentally Speaking? Well, you should. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He could put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
What's your favorite color? Tell us, please.
Kids will spend 20 minutes listening to songs like this.
What's your favorite color? What's your...
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes twice a day. They have the time. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
Ba-doo-ba-doo, get spirit.
Ah, buying local. Nothing is as deep down satisfying, except perhaps a large pizza. But buying local won't leave grease stains on your pants. When you need uniform rental services, corporate apparel, mats, mops, shop towels, and restroom supplies, come to the local experts at Spirit Services. We offer fast, face-to-face service and online shopping at GetSpirit.com. Swell gear, smart looks, and snappy service at Spirit.
GetSpirit.com.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Have years of coffee, tea, or smoke darkened your teeth? Do you remember when your smile was white and bright? Would you like to recapture the days when your smile lit up the room? Call us at 262-9588 and let us help you turn back the clock.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
So I put on my makeup, put a smile on my face. And if anyone asks me, everything is okay.
Okay, we're back. Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we were about to do some healthy tooth do's and don'ts. Okay, some healthy do's and don'ts for teeth. All right, one would be crunching ice and popcorn. Teeth are tough and made to last a lifetime, but they do have a breaking point. So ice is tough, tough enough that glaciers can carve mountains and an iceberg could peel open the Titanic. So chewing ice is a common habit, but even if it doesn't cause a major break, it can lead to a network of tiny cracks that can develop serious problems as time goes by. Okay, and of course, popcorn has its own dental danger from the husks that can easily get stuck between your teeth or up under the gum line. And those uncooked kernels can damage your teeth. And I don't know what it is, but I'm one of those people that I like trying to pop open those ones that are partially popped, but you shouldn't do that. So don't do that. I actually went to my dentist once because I was certain I had a cavity, and all I had was a popcorn hole shoved under the gum line. So that would be a don't. All right, using a straw and don't swish. So let's say you're going to have one of those acidic drinks. You can cushion the negative impact by using a straw. So now the liquid doesn't have to pass through your teeth to get to your mouth or into your throat, into your stomach. It can just bypass the teeth and go right in. So that would be good. But also be careful. A lot of people, they take a drink of soda pop or orange juice, whatever it is, and they almost like they use it like mouthwash. They swish it around all their teeth. You've seen them. I think I've actually done it. And I thought to myself, why am I doing that? So try not to do that. Don't swish it like it's mouthwash. Okay, that would be a bad thing because that intensifies the effects of both the sugars and the acids. So a straw would be a do. Use water as a mouthwash. I think I mentioned that. Water makes the perfect rinse to clear sugars and acids from eating or drinking. Be careful brushing. Remember, brushing is recommended after every meal. However, there's the exception, and that's if you've just eaten or had a drink of an acidic food or beverage. You should rinse with plain water to clear the mouth and then wait at least a half hour before brushing. After the acid bath, tooth enamel is more vulnerable to damage, so waiting a while gives saliva a chance to remineralize the teeth so that the brushing won't worsen the damage. So that is a do, all right? Do be careful brushing, or I guess you consider it a don't if we're saying don't brush right away. All right? So those are some neat things. As it turns out, there are some more articles in today's dispatch. Maybe you can just read them on your own later. There's one about the Affordable Care Act and how it has unintended loophole in kids' dentistry, something I've mentioned many times on the show. And there's one that if you want to save your damaged smile, meaning if you've had a tooth knocked out, how you have to act quickly, meaning you have to get it back in the mouth, back in the socket. You just gently rinse it off. Don't rub it. Don't get it clean completely. You got to put it back in because those little fibers that are attached to it are very important for it reattaching. Okay, it's very, very important because those are called Sharpie's fibers, and that's what holds your tooth to the bone. Teeth and bone don't actually contact. There's a little fiber called a Sharpie's fiber, which think of it as little springs on a trampoline. You know how there's springs all the way around? Well, they're springy, and they're little short fibers, and you got to have them still attached to that root if you expect it to rejoin the mouth permanently. So get it. In the article, they talk about how you need to put, some people put it in water, some people put it in milk, some people put it in a cup of saliva. One of the things you can do is hold it in your own mouth if it's your tooth, just to keep it bathed and warm and full of saliva. There's also a product called Save a Tooth, S-A-V hyphen A, meaning A hyphen tooth. And you can probably find that online. That'll keep it vital until you can get to the dentist. But you got to get there within 30 minutes, if possible. And if it's not within an hour, it's probably not going to take. Still go. But if we don't get it back in the mouth within an hour, the chances of it staying really, really drop off immensely. And within 30 minutes is even better. Okay? So again, the December 29th issue of the Columbus Dispatch, the I section for interesting is where you'll find all of these articles. All right. Now, next week, I'm going to have on the show with me Ted the Golden Voice Williams. In fact, you heard his voice earlier when it says, stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. January 4th of 2014 is the third anniversary of Ted being discovered. He is the formerly homeless gentleman who was discovered on the side of the street while begging. And Daryl Chenoweth III, who works for the Dispatch, videotaped him reading the sign he was holding up, and then a local radio station got a hold of that, and the YouTube video went viral. And so we're going to have Ted on to just tell us how's it been going, you know, the last 3 years. What's he doing for a living now? Where does he live? What was it like being on the Dr. Phil show? All those kinds of things, and we'll have him kind of recount his three-year odyssey and see how things are going. All right, so be sure to tune me. And please don't forget the Dr. Kvitko Charitable Fund, dentallyspeaking.com, and drkvitko.com. Okay, these podcasts are available on dentallyspeaking.com as well as iTunes. So feel free. Every show I've ever done is archived. You've been listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. So thank you so much for tuning in. We'll see you next Sunday at 8.
Be sure and tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kvitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.